you. That's coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Los Angeles on guard during a fourth night of protests over a series of immigration and deportation sweeps by ICE agents. The latest rallies, mostly peaceful, after outbreaks of violence over the weekend. Still, President Trump is doubling the number of National Guard troops, and he's called in the Marines. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
A statement we received from U.S. Northern Command reads, in part, approximately 700 Marines will seamlessly integrate with the Title 10 forces who are protecting federal personnel and federal property.
Governor Gavin Newsom's asked a judge to reverse the president's order. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
I don't think that our city should be used for an experiment to see what happens in the nation's second largest city. Well, maybe we can do this to other cities.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired all 17 members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
Kennedy says his purge will restore the public's trust in vaccines. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News, fears Kennedy will replace medical experts with vaccine skeptics like himself, causing Americans to lose confidence in vaccinations and stop getting them.
And unfortunately, that might lead to more outbreaks, like what we're seeing with measles now in West Texas.
The American Medical Association says Kennedy's firings upend a transparent process that has saved countless lives.
The mayor of Graz, Austria's second largest city, says several students are among 9 people killed at a high school there today. Officials say the shooter also died. Police spoke through an interpreter.
There are crisis management teams to help people, even for those who haven't been physically harmed. But still, there are several fatalities.
They say the shooter acted alone. No word on a motive. Israel's deported a well-known young activist who was on board an aid boat intercepted as it headed to Gaza yesterday. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
The Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, who was also part of this mission, she has now left the country. The Israeli foreign ministry posted a picture of her on a flight, and she's now traveling to France before she continues her journey back to Sweden.
The Panthers scored early in last night's Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals on TNT. Defending champs blew out the Oilers 6-1 to take a 2-game-to-1 series lead. Florida's Brad Marchand became the oldest player to score in each of the first 3 games. He's 37. Game 4 is Thursday in Sunrise. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 70-year-old Illinois woman charged in a 2003 Kenosha County homicide is now free after posting a $500,000 bond. Roxana Collins was released from the Kenosha County Jail last week. Her co-defendant, John Viscasil, remains locked up. Both face first-degree intentional homicide charges in the death of David Vanderzee. The cold case was recently reopened and reinvestigated. A college in Kenosha and Racine is getting money to help train students. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced nearly $10 million in new grants for regional workforce programs. Gateway Technical College is set to benefit. The funding, part of their Worker Advancement Initiative, will support CNC boot camps and job training. The statewide initiative aims to help more than 1,400 people in the state gain skills and find jobs. A report is out from turkey trackers in the state. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the fifth time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt back in 1983. And officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvests of any state in the country.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you kind of got to, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter, so he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their seven-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their three-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up, and I know we'll talk pregame, things like that, and hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Racine Harborfest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harborfest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 72 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine warmer near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
So look, I don't hate children. I don't know where that came, how that rumor started. I'm like getting older-ish now, and I have a lot of friends now. Like about half my friends have kids, and you know, I think that's rude. Yeah. And the thing that bothers me is that they swear, each one of them, to a person, always swears that, you know, like, oh, man, I'm not going to be like that guy who's going to bore you with all those stories. And, you know, trust me, man, we know what it was like when Ennis had his kids, and we're not going to, you know, I'm not going to do that to you. You know, and they say that, absolutely, up till the day the baby comes out, and then it's like, boom, amnesia, memory erase, you know. Because then they're like, oh, they just start telling you, you know, regaling you with these wonderfully long-winded, boring stories of banal minutia that the kid did. You know, like, oh, David, you should have seen him. He's great. He's such a funny little guy. I mean, just yesterday, he was staring at this grape. What? I can stare at grapes. I'll stare at grapes with you. Come on. I really think it's like our obligation as friends to be brutally honest and be frank with them and say, look, you know, I'm sorry, but your baby is boring. Okay, kid, what do you got for me? Really? That's what you had yesterday and day before that? Next. All right. Why don't you come back in 4 years when you accidentally say something funny, all right?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
All right, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summers statewide text to win contest. That's a mouthful, huh? All right, we're doing this. This is the final week. It's a two-week deal, and this is the final week. And what we're going to do is ask you to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so already, just go to the App Store and put in Civic Media. It takes about 3 or 4 seconds. Look for WRJN on the list of 12,000 radio stations that we own. We own about a little under 11,000, actually. Look for WRJN, and you're going to text the keyword I'm going to give you right now. And once you do that, text it to me, and you'll be in the running today for, let's see what we got here. What's today, Tuesday? Got $100 cash. But if you even don't win the $100 cash, you're still in the running for a complete getaway for your family to the Dells or Door County. So here's the keyword I want you to text. Tan, T-A-N, tan. I always spell it because I could say the simplest word, and you can't believe what people text. The keyword is tan, T-A-N. Text that keyword to me right now, and you'll be in the running for that getaway to the Dells. Also, the getaway to Door County, and $100 we're going to give away to this hour. So there you go. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. I'll keep reminding you throughout the hour. But in the meantime, I want to say hello to my guests. We have Crystal Lycan, right? Am I right? Yes. Okay, we're still, yes. Crystal, let me turn on your mic there. I should have learned that after 54 years in radio. Turn on the mic. Okay, Crystal Lycan, the executive director, and Anthony Elson, who's community relations for Parkview Gardens, located on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia, right? It's not Racine,
yes.
Caledonia.
Yep.
I never know that dividing line between Racine and Caledonia.
Right.
I mean, I could step here, I'm in Caledonia, step. Because my wife was a worked for the police department in Caledonia. And I said, you sure this isn't Racine? It seems so close. She goes, no, it's Caledonia. I work. Okay, so Parkview Gardens, why don't you give just a little rundown of what it is, then we're going to discuss. This is, it's a nice topic, but it's a tough topic for children.
Yes. Mm.
Because we did a topic the other day with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and it was older drivers and when it's time to take the keys away. Now, luckily, my mother said, here it is. I don't want to drive anymore anyway. And so it was real simple. She didn't want to drive, and it worked out well. A lot of parents, you know, and I'm up there in age too. We just feel like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Don't you tell me I can't drive. Well, the same thing comes, you know, where parents have been living on their own their entire lives. They've had their houses. They raised their kids. But people slow down. And yeah. I don't know. I think it would be great to be in an apartment, an assisted living where people help me out all the time. Only because I'm lazy. I don't need it. I'm just a lazy person. So describe Parkview Gardens.
So we are, like I said, an assisted living and memory care facility here in Racine, Caledonia area. So with us, we offer a couple of different things. So for assisted living, it is going to be your own apartment unit. So you get to decorate it however you'd like. We have studios, one bedrooms, and two bedrooms. And then we are going to provide, you know, with three meals a day, activities every day, whether it's going to be art projects. Bingo is very popular. A lot of live music coming in and out of our buildings. We also do field trips to the Kenosha Public Museum. We just went. Some of our residents are going to go to a Brewers game. So
how do I get signed up for this?
Right, I know, right? So what we try to do, especially for assisted living, you know, It's your own space. You know, you're free to come and go as you please, do as you want. We're just here for that little extra help need.
What kind of assistant? When you say assisted living, what is the assisting part?
So it could be with medication management. So say somebody needs help giving their meds every day. Some people may need help with showering, toileting, maybe just daily reminders on, hey, this is going on this time, help setting up doctor's appointments. We have two nurses that are in our buildings Monday through Friday.
That's good. You know, I used to do my mother and father's pillbox, the little pill caddy.
Yeah.
And we graduated from, first the pill caddy was one low 7 days. Then the pill caddy was divided into two, morning and night. Then the pill caddy was divided into three sections. And I used to fill it up for them because they had a lot of pills. And I said, I can't believe you guys are taking 6 pills a day. I can't believe it. I'm up to 7. I've become my... Now, some of those are vitamins. But still, I said, whoa, when did I become my mother and father? It does creep up on you without even thinking about it. All of a sudden, you got a pill caddy with three categories in it, and you're filling it up with all kinds of pills. Again, most of mine are vitamins, but I still have pills in there that I need to take. And I had to do it for my parents because although I told you, my mother, 92, she was still on Facebook, Twitter, and fixing cable boxes and doing all that kind of stuff in her apartment. I had a reminder to take the pills.
Yeah.
And because it's not something she, because I always did it for her, but I did, she lived by herself.
Right.
And with my dad, it was lucky my mom was there because he could never have lived by himself. He couldn't do it. So there comes a time when you make the decision. Now, do you find the children of the parents make the decisions? How does this work?
I think it depends where somebody is at in their stage. I think with memory care, so in a memory care, we have a memory care too.
Now, what is the memory care?
So memory care is going to be different where memory care, think of people with, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, people that are no longer can make decisions for themselves, where they're no longer safe, being in an environment where they could come and go. So memory care facilities are going to be secured units. Where people are going to get more one-on-one care that they need, just because, you know, the mind has started to go a little bit more.
Now, how do you know that? You know, when you hang around your parents all the time, if it's slowly creeping up on you, I mean, everybody forgets. So people walk into a room, I don't care how old you are, you say, what am I doing here? People, that happens to a lot of people. It's just, you don't know what, you know, how did I get here? Where are my glasses? Where are my keys? People do forget that. I don't care if you're 20 years old. You do forget where you put your keys. How do you know when it's time, or do you just know?
I think it just depends. It depends on if the children of the people that we're looking at can say, hey, like, be realistic with it. Otherwise, some of them are not. And it usually takes like them moving into assisted living for the employees of that assisted living to kind of go through that with their children.
I had to put my mom in rehab after she had some pacemaker stuff done. And again, I told you, in 92, she was all there. And one day I come in and there's candy all over her nightstand at the at the place where she was rehabbing. So where'd you get the candy from? We had a song contest. Those idiots didn't know one song. I knew them all. So, see, that's why she would have got frustrated with all this. And I said, you got like 50 pieces of candy. He said, they didn't know any of the songs. I knew them all. But my mother's the exception, I think, at 92. I don't think, you know,
yes.
She's no longer with us. But, at you know, she knew what was going on around her. Oh. A lot of people don't. My father didn't. And luckily, my mother was there. My father, I would tell him, he would say, how many grandchildren I have? I said, you got four. What are their names? I'd tell him. And he said, oh, how many grandchildren do I have? And he'd ask the same question over and over.
Oh.
And he knew he was asking the same question. He said, I know, I forgot. But what are their names again?
Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart. Because my dad was, you know, 4 years during World War II in the Navy.
Aww.
Had distinguished Flying Cross Medal, commendations. And here I am. He can't remember his grandchildren's name. And it bothered me. But luckily, if my mother wasn't there, I would have to find an assisted living for him.
Right.
Because he couldn't take care of himself at that point. And I think that's where, like, places like Parkview Gardens come in. When you look at your parents and you say, as the children, you got to have a job. You got your own family. You can't be here 24/7, but you can go visit your mom and dad.
Yeah.
When you have time and not when they have an emergency.
Right.
So that's kind of good. So give me the sections here. I'm looking at them. Well, I was looking at them before my phone died. Okay, you've got a whole bunch of sections here. We have the independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Now, independent living, that's just you got an apartment and you're living on your own. Just like any apartment?
Yes.
Yep. Just have to be 55 and older. So, yeah, there's no, like, care involved or anything like that. It's just your own
parties on weekends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Noise. Please turn it down. No. People are trying to sleep. Okay, that's that. Then you've got the assisted living section. And just quick, because people are turning into that in the morning. They're just waking up and turning on. So the assisted living part is you provide, there were some nurses there in case you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Pill management, you said?
Yep.
Meals?
Meals, yep. 3 meals a day, every Ooh. Day.
What are you serving?
That's pretty good. We got it.
I'm over 55.
Yeah, we have
Yeah, we have a culinary director,
really?
Nutritionist that will prepare all the meals for our residents.
Oh, I don't want nutritious. It's, I can get that at home. I want good tasting meals. Hey, you go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. So like the meals, we're going to offer social activities every day for residents.
Like what?
Like I said, so we'll see bingo, arts projects, live music. We have a lot. We do large birthday parties. We'll do larger scale events, too. So coming up, we're going to have our kickoff the summer bash. So that's for our residents, but also for their family and their friends to come in, hang out. You know, we'll have food, drinks, games. We got a dunk tank.
Really?
Yeah. So we try to do a lot for our residents to make sure that, you know, they're getting a lot of social stimulation as well. Just because you do see some people when they do move to assisted living, you know, they were living on their own, maybe only talking to.
It's scary.
It is. And they may have only been talking to, you know, their kids. And now when you kind of move into that assisted living environment, there's people always around. There's always people doing something. There's always going to be somebody to hang out with to kind of get that social aspect back in people's lives.
It's like being in the Army. You got food three times a day. You got medical care. Yeah. You got people waking you up in the morning.
Right.
It's sort of like being in the military without the guns. Right. Okay, so if somebody just wants a tour, they're just interested. They don't want any high pressure. They just want to walk in. I want to see what this is all about. Mm-hmm. Because people have their preconceived notions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the military. It's not, you know, right. They don't have gun turrets and stuff all over the place. So how do they do this?
So the best way to kind of set up a tour, you'd set it up with me, would be my direct line. So if people call 262-295-0241, give me a call. We'll figure out a time to do a tour. Tours usually last around an hour, and I can be very flexible. Tours will usually do Monday through Friday, and then times could vary depending on what somebody's schedule is going to look like. But we'll go around, see the community, see some of our available rooms, and then, you know, answer any questions or concerns that the family might have.
And you can actually go to the website, too. All the phone numbers are on there because people think, well, what are you just saying? Seven numbers? I can't remember my own phone number, which I sometimes can't remember my own phone number because I don't call myself. Uh-huh. So just go to the website. The website just Google Parkview Gardens, Racine, or Caledonia.
Yep. So there is an inquiry form on our website. So you just submit a form, see what if you're interested in independent, assisted, or memory care. And then, you know, I'll reach out and try to set something up for a tour or just if somebody just has questions and just wants to talk too.
And again, this is tough. This is not an easy thing for kids to do to them because your parents, you know, especially growing up, my mom and dad, they ran the show. I went on vacation. Everything was paid for. Everything was set up. They drove us wherever we had to go. They took care of everything. All the bills were paid. Yeah. And now, you know, I think I knew when there was a problem. My sister-in-law went to visit my parents in Florida. They're New Yorkers, but they, like every New Yorker, they go to Florida to retire. They went down there, and my sister-in-law said, your dad is kind of slipping, and he paid all the bills. Bills haven't been paid in 6 months. There's a whole ton of them here. I said, send them to me in a box, and I'll talk to the credit card companies. And they didn't want to talk to me because I'm not the person on the thing.
Right.
And I said, here's your choice. You talk to me, you get your money. Don't talk to me, go take a 90-year-old woman to court. See how you do with the jury. Mm-hmm. They talked to me.
Yeah.
And so I paid everybody off with no interest. I said, I'm not going to pay interest on this. No interest, you'll get your money, 100% of it guaranteed. And I did. But that's when I knew. Mm-hmm. When 6 months of, I have never seen that happen with them. They were always paying their bills the minute they came in. So there were telltale signs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When, you know, things start to slip a little bit and you notice things aren't getting done at home. Maybe the garbage hasn't been taken out for a while.
Yep.
Maybe the shopping hasn't been done for a while. Maybe missed doctor's appointments. I mean, it gets kind of, I was scared when I saw that box of bills come in. I said, these bills are over 6 months old.
Oh.
You know, again, I had to deal with all this.
Right.
And I said to my mother, I am controlling the checkbook. All the bills are going to come to me from that. I changed the address. Eventually, she moved to Racine. It got too much. I was traveling to Florida way too much. I'm not a big Floridian type of person, and it was hot down there. But anyway, so they moved here, and, you know, there comes a time. And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I mean, you have peace of mind, and people love these places. They make new friends. And when my mother got her own apartment, here with my dad. She met new friends and they became good friends for the rest of her life. You know, they just, you know, you make new people.
Right.
So that's kind of good. All right, just quick review here. Parkview Gardens in Caledonia, three sections. Regular apartments, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own. Wild parties on Saturday night. The police will show up, tell you to lower the music, things like that. Assisted living, where you can get nurse care. Mm-hmm. You can get medication management.
Yep.
That's what I need now. Medication management, and you have recreational activities and food provided. And what is memory care? This is the saddest one of all. When people just lose their memory, they don't know who people are anymore. And that's good that they can go somewhere. Because I once said to my mother, what did people do before air conditioning? Because she's from New York City. I said, what they do? You see these pictures of people in the early 1900s, these long woolen dresses women wore, these woolen jackets. And it was like 90 degrees outside. What'd they do? He said, they died from the heat because there was nowhere to go, nowhere to help them. I mean, they didn't have places where you can go. They had no air conditioning. Air conditioning wasn't invented yet. It's good to know there are places like Parkview Gardens around where somebody could take care of your parents because you can't do it full time. You got a family, you got a job to go to, and it's good to know. And bless you people for doing this and taking care of people, because if you didn't do it, what would happen? People would get hurt because they'd live on their own, and you know there were horror stories out there. So okay, quick review one more time. Go to the website Parkview Gardens Caledonia. You have to put in there. You know, just Parkview Gardens.
No, you just Parkview Gardens.
Parkview Gardens. Yeah. If you see palm trees in the background, you got the wrong location. Okay, it's right there on Douglas Avenue. You can't miss it in Caledonia. It's a big place you got there.
Yes.
I told you. I remember when they were building it.
Yeah.
Back in the early 2000s, I drove by there and said, whoa, this place is big. And, well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Anthony Elson, Community Relations. And I'm going to get it right. Crystal Lichen, who's the executive director.
Yeah.
So you guys run the joint, huh?
Yep. Okay, we do.
That's good. That's a lot of responsibility with all those people, you know that?
Yeah.
That is a lot of responsibility. I don't know if I can handle it. I can't handle this responsibility yet. All that. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And if you missed any of this, you say, gee, I want to hear it again. We're going to podcast it, so you'll be able to hear it probably by tomorrow. We'll get Jacob to podcast this right away. All right, coming up right now, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. And it's brought to you each day by the people at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffle or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. Producer E.C. Seeger, S-E-G-A-R, was always tinkering with his productions, changing this, lengthening that, taking something else out altogether. Some said that was why his Thimble Theater was so successful. Seeger was never quite satisfied. January 17, 1929, right in the middle of a successful run, Seeger added a character to his Thimble Theater cast. Brought him in right out of the blue. And the character was so different from the others that dialogue and story, even the tone of the entire production, had to be changed. Seeger may have been inclined to experiment, but he did have his cautious side. And for this reason, he informed a few trusted friends of his intention. You're going to do what, was the reply he heard most often. And then he would repeat, the leading lady and the leading man want to take a cruise, so they charter this boat, but the skipper is incorrigible. Dependable but incorrigible. He and the heroine are at odds from the beginning, and then at one point the skipper orders her to the ship's galley. She calls him a bilge rat. It was usually about here in the story that people objected to Seeger. Not that it was a bad scene, they would say diplomatically, but, they would add, it's just so different from what they had come to expect from Thimble Theater. And for the first time in his career, E.C. Seeger began losing confidence in one of his ideas before the public had a chance to judge for themselves. Okay, the producer finally said. He would do the shipboard sketch once, And then after that, it was back to the kind of material he knew best. But sometimes, particularly if you have the right touch, your worst ideas turn out better than your best ones. For no sooner did folks see that episode about the boy and the girl and the very strange sea captain than E.C. Seeger was approached en masse with one entreaty: keep the old skipper in the story. It took 10 years for E.C. Seeger to have complete faith in what had begun as an incidental addition. But by then, the character who had so rudely intruded on Thimble Theater production had the company all to himself. For once upon a storyline, there was a place called Thimble Theater, which was neither a theater nor even a place. It was a comic strip. Back during the Depression, Thimble Theater ran in 600 newspapers in the funnies. But now, should you ever read in the annals of American commercial art the name of a chronically dissatisfied cartoonist, Thimble Theater's producer E.C. Seeger, you will remember that January day in 1929 when a cartoon leading man named Ham Gravy and his cartoon girlfriend Olive Oil first met an irascible seafarer whose name is now known throughout the seven seas. By the way, he also got the girl. This unlikely hero, are you ahead of me? This unlikely hero with the corncob pipe and the bulging forearms and the craving for spinach, this funny paper sailor man, you came to know as Popeye. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And another Paul Harvey, 1205 with Dan Marcus this afternoon, and of course every morning at 725 here at WRJN. Don't forget, we're in the midst of our Scotty Summer Civic Media Statewide Text to Win contest right now. Your chance to win $100 right now, or you'll be in the running for the Door County Getaway or the Dells Getaway. First, download the Civic Media app, and when you do that, look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and text the keyword TAN, T-A-N, TAN, T-A-N, TAN. Text that keyword to me. You got till 8 o'clock to do it, to be in the running for the money and also the two getaways, the Door County and the Dells. Text that keyword TAN. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. It's that simple. Right now, 7:32 on the noggin. Let's take a check of news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. That house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Sunday resulted in $76,000 in damage. There is one person recovering from the fire. Everyone that was in the home got out after smoke alarms went off. The porch was heavily damaged. The cause is still under investigation. Relaxing is about to fully resume at a Racine County park. This summer, Quarry Lake Park will unveil its upgraded beach house, improved parking, and new ADA-compliant access to the water. The county says the shoreline is now more natural, supporting better water quality and a safer beach. Until the work is done, people are being asked to be cautious around the construction zones and to stay alert for a sudden drop-off near the water's edge. Civic Center Park in Kenosha is one of the places where protests against immigration enforcement are being coordinated. There are more than 50 locations listed in Wisconsin for what is called a nationwide day of action. In Kenosha, a group has organized what's billed as a parody performance art piece in Civic Center Park Saturday. There are also reports of a Racine County gathering Saturday with protesters near the intersection of Highway 20 and 31 in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
When you look around your rural community, do you think about AI? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, you may not, or at least not now, but there are investors looking at rural communities as their source for data centers. That's the word from Jeff Johnston. He's a lead economist for infrastructure with CoBank. He says it's a remarkable development right now, and it's especially focused on rural America.
When we talk about AI, there's geopolitical implications to us in China. There are economic implications as well in terms of productivity and growth. So the stakes are enormously high. The amount of money that's being spent by the major data center companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Meta, and Google is nothing short of mind-blowing. And again, rural America is taking center stage in this AI revolution.
That's Jeff Johnston with CoBank talking about AI development data centers. And he also notes that this is closely related to the broadband gap that they're working on closing in rural America. He says if both efforts are going to succeed, infrastructure in rural communities has to play catch up. While the markets this morning look like they're trying to catch up as far as soybeans, at least, numbers and the latest crop progress report next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
These cooler temperatures are definitely helping some of our Wisconsin crops. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows as of Sunday across the state, 70% of our winter wheat was rated good to excellent. That's up 3 percentage points in a week. Looks like 88% of our oats in good to excellent condition, also up 3 percentage points. And the all hay condition this week, 81% good to excellent, up 3 percentage points. Markets in overnight electronic trade for a Tuesday morning. Right now, July corn's down 2. December new crop down 2 at 4.36. July soybeans currently 3 cents higher. November new crop up a penny at 10.31. July wheat down 4 at 5.38. 40-pound block cheese on Monday was up 2.25 at 1.88. The AA butter dropped a half a cent to 2.55 a pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently up 6 at 1888 a hundredweight. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 72 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine warmer near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
slipped away, and suddenly it's hard to find the memories you left behind. Remember, do you remember the laughter and the tears, the shadows of misty yesteryears, the good times and the bad you've seen, and all the others in between? Remember, do you remember times of your life?
Do you remember?
Reach back for the joy and the sorrow. Put them away in your mind. For memories are time that you borrow to spend.
Stop!
she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Ooh. Knowing that love is to share. Ooh. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. Beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still? Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. Or if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name.
It's a rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. And Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I've wondered, it still comes out the same. Well, it's life, and we just got to play the game. Find a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. When it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest. Then I feel fine. I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining, 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 all over the world.
I found your dad. Underneath the tree, and started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. They said that she had found the love she. Sweet things she
Gates and Bread Diary. Hey, it's 7, what is it? I'm looking at the wrong clock. It's 7:57, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 74, clear tonight, low 61. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 80, right now sunny at 54 degrees, right here at Radio Park. We've got some big deals going on.
Father's Day is almost here, and WRJN has the perfect way to save on gifts dad will love. Today only, get an extra 15% off your entire order with promo code DAD at checkout. From rounds of golf to restaurant deals, grab discounted gift certificates from local businesses, perfect for summer fun and Father's Day surprises. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and treat dad and your wallet right with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Anti-ICE deportation protests in Los Angeles are entering their fifth day. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Overnight, police clashed with pockets of protesters in downtown L.A., some throwing flares and fireworks as officers moved to break up the crowds. Earlier, groups of demonstrators faced off against National Guard troops protecting the federal building downtown.
President Trump has sent in 2,000 more National Guard troops, along with 700 U.S. Marines. California's gone to court, accusing him of trampling over the state's sovereignty. L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonald.
The introduction of federal military personnel without direct coordination creates logistical challenges and risks confusion during critical incidents.
Waymo is limiting service in San Francisco after protesters set fire to its pricey robot taxis in L.A. over the weekend. Outrage growing over the dismissal of the CDC's entire panel of vaccine experts. Health Secretary and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says they've been plagued with conflicts of interest involving pharma companies. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
The American Academy of Pediatrics slammed the firing, saying, "We are witnessing an escalating effort by the administration to silence independent medical expertise and stoke distrust in life-saving vaccines."
Officials in southeast Austria say 8 students and 1 teacher were killed when a shooter opened fire at a high school in the city of